Well, good morning. Here we are at the beginning of another month, and you may have noted that it's not the 1st of May. this has been, the entire month has been somewhat challenging in terms of remaining consistent with the recordings and everything else. Not getting into it, but it's just the time of year I'm on about, I don't know, 4 different committees outside of my church, and 2 different sessions that I help 2 other mission churches without their own elder board, and all of that on top of my normal workload of things. So it's just meant that my evenings have been more cluttered over this month. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that, but it did make me think as we come to the beginning of the month, and I tried to give some sort of encouragement to you, just generally, that this is how life is sometimes, isn't it? It doesn't go exactly as we plan or schedule. And one of the challenges of that is, you know, feelings of failure and disappointment and maybe surrender. And so, you know, you may have observed, you know, the videos haven't come out on schedule as planned, which I knew was going to happen at various times. But how do you respond to that, you know, when things aren't exactly as you want them to be? Well, last night I had a meeting with my elders, and we read through Proverbs. And I was reading the opening half of Proverbs 21. Verse 5 says, "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is hasty only to want." Now, I am literally about to walk out the door. I hardly had time to record this because I'm leaving to go to Darlington, South Carolina. So I don't know, it's about probably 3 hours away or something. Heading down there for a meeting to preach with brothers there. So I don't even have time to record this, but here I am. And thinking about what I read last night, "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is hasty only to want." It made me realize again that this is the mentality. The thoughts, it's not just the hand of the diligent, that's dealt with in Proverbs, but the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. Thinking, like plans, what it is you have in your mind. So you have objectives with your family. You men have desires to, you know, lead in family worship, you women folk as well. You want to do what's right for your children, and you have plans in terms of their education, plans, whatever plans you have, right? You have your plans. And they don't always transpire as we hope. I mean, I'm assuming your life is like mine. So, what do you do? Do you throw your hands up in the air and say there's no point? Do you not make plans because you're afraid of failure? You know, aim at nothing and you'll surely hit it, kind of attitude. And that's what way people drift through life, actually. They do. They, because of their fear of failure, they don't aim for anything. And so they're fearing failure, but they're actually guaranteeing their failure because they're not aiming at anything. Whereas the person who, you know, aims for the stars might hit the moon idea. It's like the books behind me. Have I read every one of those books? No, I haven't. There are some that are there that have been given to me, and I might never get to them. The person wanted me to read it, and I may, and sometimes I do, and sometimes I scan through it really quickly, and other times I just set it on the shelf because I have too much on my plate at that moment. And then I forget about it. It sits there. And I may not ever get around to it. Others are reference works. Others are works that I've bought and used sporadically in various ways. But they're there. They're there. And I don't know how many times, you know, in any given week or whatever, I take down a book because I'm thinking, hang on, has he dealt with that? Or can I find an answer for that in this book or whatever? And it's there. But if it's not there, I can't use it. If it's not there, I'm never going to... It's not there to take down. So it's good that it's there. They're there. And I don't have a huge library. But it's, you know, you sometimes wonder, well, should you have books if you're not going to read them all? Yeah, you should. You should have books even if you're not going to read them all. That's the point. Because they're there. Without them being there, you're not going to. It's not never going to happen. Whereas if they're there, you might. So, for those of you, say, some of you men folk who like to buy books and maybe not read them, and your wife is like, ah, you know, I'll stop buying books. there's a happy medium. I get it. You know, there's a balance. But it's good to have books, even if you never get round to reading every word in every book. And so it is with family issues and our work in raising our children. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. The very thought, the desire, the planning, the hope, the aim, the sitting down and having coffee with our wives and talking about, well, what do we want to do this year? Or what's the plans with homeschooling this year? Or what else? You know, the planning itself will tend to plenteousness. Now, it may not be the full plenteousness that you hope for. It may not be such a big harvest that you dreamed about. But you will tend to be far more plenteous. There will be much more fruit if you actually think, if you scheme, if you plan and plot about what course to take. Far more successful doing that. Feeling in some areas of it than nothing. If you just hasted, everyone that is hasty only to want, the person who's like, oh, I'm going to try to get from A to B in one day. Oh, I'm going to do, you know, family worship today and, you know, Christianize my children today. No, you can't do that. You can't fast track this. You have long-term plans that you achieve some measure of success in through one of my favorite words, plotting. It's one of my favorite words, plotting. That's what you do. I keep telling myself, just keep plotting. Keep plotting. One foot in front of the other. Be a good plotter. And that's a tremendous skill to have. It's the idea of being not weary and well-doing. In due season, ye shall reap if ye faint not. What is that? Just keep plotting. Keep moving forward. And when you're stalled, when life happens, when tragedy strikes, when the whole plan and schedule goes out the window, when demands come upon you that simply make it impossible, when tiredness sets in unusual ways because of just the sheer volume of what you're doing or the stress that you're under, the key is to just keep going. Keep going. Just have the plan. The thoughts of the diligent. The thoughts of the diligent. So what are your thoughts? What are your plans? What are your goals? What are your aims? Have them in concrete, in your mind. What are you doing? You know, it's just like this, the whole thing. I'm planning to go through the entire Bible. That's my plan. It's going to be probably a decade to do so. If so be it. Maybe more. Probably it might even take longer. I don't know. So you just keep plumb. And if I only get through, you know, half of it, whatever, so what? Think of Tyndale. Tyndale started translating the scriptures, got through the whole New Testament. 90% of our authorized version, Tyndale's work. Did the Pentateuch as well. and I think a few other areas, but he did not finish the Old Testament. But man, did he leave a legacy? I mean, you know, you may not finish it exactly, but what you do can change people's lives. Even Matthew Henry, from memory, I don't think he finished his commentary either. It was finished by friends of his. But he did the bulk of the work. And so this is what we do. We just keep plotting. And there's a profit. Think of how many people have benefited from Tyndale's work, from Matthew Henry's work, even though they didn't finish. So, listen, it's not about getting it perfect and saying, I'm not going to do it unless it's perfect. Forget that. The thoughts of the diligent, the people who are like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep plotting. And if it means I inch forward, you think about people in weight loss. Some of you may have experienced, you know, desires and plans for weight loss and all the rest of it. You see these YouTube videos where, you know, some person has lost like 50 pounds in, you know, 3 weeks. I'm exaggerating. But, you know, you get the idea. It's like, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the same thing. And, you know, it may happen with a few people. And usually with those stories, these people have been hyper-athletic already. Maybe they've deliberately put on extra pounds, or something's happened that's led them, you know, something's happened. But their body, their whole physiology and their, you know, their metabolism and everything is like still like an athlete, or, you know, and so they just, the weight just drops off. So it's not really realistic. But then you have these people, 2 years, I lost 50 pounds in, you know, 2 years, whatever it might be. You know, kudos to them. They got there. Took them 2 years to get there, but they did it. And it's just this, keep plotting. Right? Tortoise and the hare. This is what we're about. So, just have, like, talk about it. Talk about it with your spouse. What do we want to do? Keep at it. Keep plotting. Keep aiming at it. And when life happens, just pick yourself up and keep going on. Alright? I mean, that's my cliche, isn't it? Keep going on. So, that's it. I'm off now to Darlington, South Carolina to preach. And some Baptist brethren, so should be interesting. I have another video be coming out, maybe even tomorrow. I'll see about that and just keep chipping away. And I don't know about this month. I've got parents coming in from out of town in 2 weeks, so I don't know what's going to happen when they're here. I'll have an obligation to them, so we'll see what happens. Whether I can squeeze things in here and there, or whether it's just like, I'm going to have to wait. So be it. Anyway, I think that's everything. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Right? Stop looking at the headlines and stop looking at how everything that's wrong with your life. God is good. God is in control. And he rewards even the very thoughts of the diligent. Just keep thinking good things, thinking right things, and we may move in that direction as he sanctifies us and the Spirit provokes us to love and to good works. God bless you all.